Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, December 28th. After 18 years, Planned Parenthood is closing its clinic in Bettendorf, located on Tech Drive. Tomorrow will be its final day. Spokeswoman Becca Lee says after the Iowa legislature and governor eliminated state funding for her organization last spring, Planned Parenthood announced the closing of four clinics. Sioux City, Keokuk, and Burlington clinics closed in June, while the Bettendorf clinic stayed open pending sale of the building.
Since 1999, thousands of women in the Quad Cities have chosen Planned Parenthood specifically because we offer a standard of care, of expert non-judgmental care, that's simply unmatched by other health providers.
Family planning services ended in June at all four clinics, but Bettendorf continued to offer abortion services until a buyer was found for the building. Starting next week, Lee says the closest Planned Parenthood clinic to the Quad Cities will be in Iowa City. The Davenport Fire Department says two more children have died after their mother and two siblings lost their lives almost a week ago. The interim fire marshal says 4-year-old Skylar Smead, 9-month-old Isabella Smead died at the University of Iowa hospitals. They were transferred to Iowa City after a fire at their home in the Five Seasons trailer park. Their mother, 23-year-old Kelsey Klain, died the night of the fire on December 21st, along with 5-year-old Jaden Smead and 2-year-old Carson Smead. The cause of the fire is now listed as undetermined. Funeral arrangements are pending at Rungi Mortuary in Davenport, and a GoFundMe account has been set up to accept donations. For a couple of weeks, many cities will pick up natural Christmas trees for free, and most public works departments are collecting trash one day late this week and next. Michelle O'Neill has more.
Cities require real trees to be stripped of all decorations, lights, and stands. Plastic bags are not allowed either. In Davenport, live trees will be collected from the curb on regular collection days through Friday, January 12th. In past years, Moline has followed that schedule too. Bettendorf and Rock Island crews will collect real Christmas trees on regular garbage days through January 6th. Muscatine's free pickup continues until the last day of the month, and East Moline's is set for the second week of January only. As for artificial trees, Davenport and Bettendorf crews will pick them up on regular bulky waste collection days. Otherwise, you may donate them to a resale store, church, or nonprofit. The Habitat Restore in Davenport does not accept artificial Christmas trees. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is warning those who enjoy ice fishing to be extra careful during the next few days. DNR Fisheries Chief Joe Larscheid explains although the recent cold snap likely froze solid most bodies of water, ice is never 100% safe.
We need a good solid 4 to 6 inches of clear ice, hard ice, in order to be safe. But that said, you know, in that lake that mostly is safe, there could be weak points they don't even know about. There's upwellings, there's currents in the lake. So you always got to be careful when you're ice fishing.
Larscheid suggests when looking for a spot, go to a place where there are other anglers. That's often where the fish are. And if you happen to fall in, there is someone there to help. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.